Earl Campbell right now here, part of the game in Tuscaloosa. It's funny how life sort of gives us bumps in the road. You know what I mean? I mean, sort of bumps us back on course. I think that's just the good Lord's grace of giving us blessings and honor him.
Yes. You know, you was making all those statements about being Mr. Campbell. I don't know what to call you or this. I was telling someone in my AA meeting today that people look at me and think that I don't have no problems because of that name, Earl Campbell. And I try to tell people that number 20 and number 34, those two guys are gone because 20 was my college number, 34 was a pro football number. But Earl Campbell still lives. He got problems like everybody else, you know. And I have bumps in the road, but I try to get up and start all over every day and see what comes out. And every day is not bad. And I also try to remember that my brother told me this when my dad died. Say, our daddy, he said, God don't put no more on you than you can bear, Earl, so don't worry about it. And that's how I look at life.
Your father passed away when you were only 11 years old.
Yeah, I was in the fifth grade.
How tough did that make you? Because obviously a son and his father, there's no relationship better than that.
I think out of all the kids, and my mother and father had 11 of them, and we... I grew up in the rose business. My father grew roses for a living, and I worked in the fields for other people for roses. That's why everybody called me Earl Campbell or Tyler Rose. But losing my dad, it was hard, and it really hit me when I was in college because I'd be out there playing, and after the game, you know, I'd go out, go through the line and going back to the dorm. Everybody standing with their parents. Well, when you got seven boys and four girls, you can't come to college football games. And I really did start missing Dad. And when I got in pro football, that's when it really hit me because, you know, you want to tell yourself you made the big times. I could do this with Dad. I could do that for Dad. But I realized that, remember I told you God don't put no more on you than you can bear? I remembered that, and I remembered that no matter what Dad's saying, what I'm doing, you know. So be a man about what you're doing. Try to be respectful about it in life. That's how I look at it.
Wow. That's very inspiring because I didn't lose my father at that early of an age, but I lost him about 8 years ago. And I think I think about it all the time. You know, when you're doing radio or interviewing guys like you. And
When you do something when you do something in life, and we all get to this point that we kind of want to poke our chest out and say, gee, I did that. I did that. Well, just remember, your dad's watching you, too. That's how I look at it. He sees what you do.
Earl Campbell, right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. I want to walk you back to your Texas days. Darryl Royal, obviously the connection that we have here with him is simply amazing. But you knew him a lot better than that. Sort of talk about Darryl Royal and talk about what he meant to you.
Oh, man, we was partners, and, you know, it didn't really happen a lot. We was close when I played for him, but after I finished, you know, the day I got drafted in pro football, he helped me get my account, he helped me get the banker, he helped me with the financial advisor. All these guys was older than myself, and they went to the university. And I met with these people once a month. So things like that, I owe Coach Arroyo. Just what he taught me in life about being a man and how to conduct yourself and get an education and all that. We were just partners. We used to play about 48 holes of golf when my back was healthy. We did a lot of things. I mean, and it was hard on me when I picked him up, I think, about a month before he passed away, and that's when I understood what Alzheimer's were. And I was amazed that it could do something like that because he was so sharp. If he met you today, no matter where you lived or what, he bumped into you 3 years, you know, he would know. That's why I said, Coach Arroyo can't be like that. He knows a lot about people. He knows a man's name. And one day I asked him when he was healthy, I said, Coach, how you know them people like that? He said, that's been my business all my life. So we was just great, man. I mean, we had a lot of fun together. He taught me a lot about life. And most of all, the one thing we had in common, people wouldn't believe, but it wasn't wasn't so much about football. We had the same friends because we both love country music, and I got introduced to it to Coach Royer my freshman year.
That's an amazing story. We have a relationship, obviously, with Coach Royal, and maybe a lot of our new coming Alabama fans. When you win a lot, you get a lot of new fans, and we welcome those to the Alabama Nation. But Coach Royal taught Coach Bryant the wishbone. So
yes, and I'm going to tell you something. I got a lot in. I ran across Coach Bryant through Coach Royal here in Austin, Texas, and it was after my, prior to my third year after the MVP, I was trying to come to Austin and cool out. And Coach Royer says, we got a, his friend Ernest Owen has a bus that country western people ride around on, a Greyhound bus, and fixed up like a good time fan. You know, over here in Texas, we do everything big. So we was on the bus and having a few cervezas, and Coach Royer said, Ernest, we got to go to the airport to meet Coach Bryant, Bear, and his friend. They flying in to go see this deal. Bob Hope is performing over at the Performing Arts Building. And I promised them we'd meet him at the airport. Where I was on the bus, they said, oh, you got anything you doing? I said, no, I'd love to meet Coach Bryant. Heard a lot of talk about him. So we go to the airport, pick him up, and Performing Arts Building when they pull up. Now, my junior year before I was a senior that summer, this guy put me to work on that building. I told the plywood all summer to get the foundation of this building put up. Nobody knew that. So Coach Royer goes inside, and he says, hey, you know, we got a seat for everybody, but Bear, I didn't tell him. He was saying, I don't care. I said, no, y'all go ahead. Go on in there. I'll stay on the bus. I don't have to go in that building. Coach Royer said, why don't you want to go? I said, you see that building, Coach? I here build that building. And Barry thought that was so funny. So I had a good time with him. No, he was a good guy. I couldn't believe he was that tall.
I think a lot of people. Joe Namath told us this.
What was he, 6'3 or 6'4?
Yes, 6'4. Yeah, he was a big guy. Joe Namath said the same thing. He said the same thing that you just said on our show. He said, you know, when I met the Bear the first time, I went, wow, he's really big.
That's right, yeah. To be a football coach, you know, because most of them are not that big, not that tall. But he was a great guy. I even met the guy, the black guy that kind of handled him. He was with Bear.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the name escapes me, but he's also a legend here because he's that one tie that Coach Bryant. And we talk Coach Bryant stories here in Tuscaloosa, and I'm glad you shared that one. Earl, but before I let you go, now you listen, do me a favor now. You tell Christian, because I only ask him for 15 minutes, and you and I have been
talking
for 20.
Christian knows his dad. Once he gets to talking, and it goes over.
Well, especially as somebody that's passionate about college football as we are. And I will tell you this.
No. I bet you I love college football more than you. I get up to watch the morning show on Saturday, game day. When I turn college football off, it's when Oregon finished playing, and then Texas is one something in the morning.
So let me talk about the Texas Longhorns for just a couple of minutes, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
What do you think? Charlie Strong, can he get the Longhorns back to this national level?
I believe he can. Sit down and talk with him. As a matter of fact, I was just texting our equipment man because I was telling him I would be over at practice on Wednesday to see what's going on more. But I've sit down and talked with Coach Strong like so many former and alumni have at the university. But I really like what he's doing. I really like what he's done. You know the old saying about when you're good, you don't have to tell people who you are. And he's in that situation. He don't have to tell anybody about his resume because it's all good. I believe he's going to get the Longhorns back on the schedule. It's going to take some work. It's going to take the right guy. I believe he's the right guy, and he's going to get the right players in here and the people that want to be at this university and want to play football. I just think it's something that's not going to happen overnight. I would say within 2 years we're back in the game.
We're just glad he's not in the SEC, Earl. because he'd be kicking butt.
We're gonna have some
names.
Of those players over here at the university from the SEC. Watch.
Earl Campbell. Final thing. Obviously, I want to go back and talk about the meat products here in Tuscaloosa in the Publix location, the sausage links.
Yes.
And you can find more information, EarlCampbellMeatProducts.com. You can also order there. We have a lot of folks that are listening to us throughout the nation. Matter of fact, just a couple of seconds ago, and I think you'll probably find this sort of ironic, when you're in Tuscaloosa, you bring in back a lot of legendary players, and Kenny Stabler retweeted us a couple of minutes ago, so obviously he's out there listening to Earl Campbell talk about Kenny Stabler. So I was pretty shocked when I saw a retweet from Kenny Stabler a couple of seconds ago. But
just Kenny, I wish you the best, man. You need that. Hopefully, I'm going to see you over at the deal for Bum Phillips. But we're going to raise some money trying to help build his deaf school on his ranch here in Texas. And those love you, Blue. Come on back, Kenny, so we can have one or two more laughs together, buddy.
Well, Earl Campbell, you've certainly made our day talking about Alabama and Coach Bryant, your playing days. I hope we can do this again during football season. And
I do, too. I look forward to coming over to do some things at the Publix stores over there where my product is. And who knows, we'll probably bump into each other because I have a son, one of my sons. His name is Tyler Christian, who works in the meat business. He really loves that Alabama.
Well, hey.
Can you believe that?
Well, hey, it's a good thing. I mean, Alabama's a pretty trendy name right now, Earl.
Yes, and I'm very impressed, and I say this and say it honestly. I am very impressed with what Coach Saban is doing over there with the athletes. They have no problem knowing who the boss is. And everything that happens in that athletic program as far as football goes through Coach Saban. And I just want to tell him thank you. I think he's doing a great job with young men, showing them how to be men as well as respect for young men.